This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a few minutes, but with Democrats winning control of the House of Representatives, we're going to see some new faces in top leadership positions. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi could become the House's first female speaker, and Congressman Charles Rangel will likely become chair of one of the most powerful committees in the House, Ways and Means. Congressman Rangel joins me now. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
So, off the top, I have to ask, will Democrats lead the House with a united front, and what issues will top the party's agenda?
I think more important than the chairmanships and the speakerships that at long last the people of America would be able to have a voice in the House of Representatives. We haven't had hearings, we haven't had amendments, we haven't had debates, and with the Republicans having the White House and both the House and the Senate, it's been very difficult for people to understand that there's been alternatives to the war, to the economy, to tax issues. And so the most important thing is that the Democratic leadership will be able to get legislation to the floor. And I'm really excited about that. The priorities, I hope, may not be inconsistent with the president, except that I would hope that a domestic policy, that he will not be stubborn enough to say he's going to stay the course, but to recognize that he will have to deal with the House of Representatives and they will have to be compromised. We Democrats only have 2 years to prove that we deserve to have been elected to the majority, and the president only has 2 years to decide whether he wants to be a lame duck. So I really think it's in our nation's interest, it's certainly our political interest, to work together.
You sounded conciliatory at first, but now a little challenging. And if you take over the Ways and Means Committee, are you going to tighten the purse strings on Iraq?
I don't think any committee would do that. It's not within the jurisdiction of the Ways and Means Committee. We raise the revenue. The Appropriations Committee actually determines how the money is spent. But no American, and certainly no member of Congress, would want to do anything that would put our troops in harm's way. But when the American people speak, and I think an analysis ought to be made of this election, and it appears as though the president hasn't got support to pursue the war, then there's no way for them to continue and expect to get congressional support. So it will not be that we would take the initiative and cut the funds and leave our troops stranded. But politically, the president has to take another look at his position.
Finally, are you planning to end the president's tax cuts that expire in 2010?
I'm 76 years old, and I don't buy green bananas. And I think that what the economy looks like in 2010 will determine what the Ways and Means Committee will be doing in the area of taxes. I think it's totally irresponsible for tax writers to say today what we're going to do in 2010 without having a clue as to what the economy looks like.
So I'll take it that you'll be there in 2010 to make a decision.
Well, I know one thing. Whether I'm there or not, the president won't be there. So we ought to really take a look and see whether or not the tax cuts that have already been enacted provide enough relief for the middle class and the working poor, and I am more concerned with removing the alternative minimum tax, which is a threat to our upper middle income workers, than I am with what happens in 2010.
Charlie Rangel, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Congressman Charles Rangel represents New York's 15th district.